Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Marlo Lewis back on the show. Marlo has been a member of our Brain Trust for a decade or so now. He is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization that we got a lot of friends over there, and we've been supporting their efforts for a long time. He writes on global warming and talks about energy policy and those kinds of issues. Many of you have seen his byline in many of the major publications around the country, and he's here to talk to us about what's just happened in the last week or so with the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Marlo Lewis, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to be back.
So there's so much hand wringing and gnashing of teeth by the left. And it's all theater because, in my opinion, because, Marlo, back in 97 when I started doing my show, the Kyoto Accords was one of the first things that I ever covered. One of the first major public policy issues that I covered. And I what I remember was that Kyoto was never going to work because it had to be approved by, because it's an agreement, a treaty, it had to be approved by Congress. And most everybody knew what the votes were. And in fact, when it was put before the Senate, it was voted down 98, I think it was either 97 to nothing or 98 to nothing. Total bipartisan smackdown of Kyoto, right?
That's correct. That was called the Byrd-Hagel Resolution, and it was in July 1997. And it was an example of the Senate offering its advice preemptively. In other words, this hadn't yet been negotiated, the actual Kyoto summit where they negotiated the treaty was in December of 1997.
Right.
But the Senate wanted to advise President Clinton, wanted to fire a shot across his bow, saying that if you come back with an agreement that looks like X and Y, you can forget about it. And it was 95-0.
And he even sent Vice President Gore over to Japan. When our own negotiators weren't getting it done, he sent Al Gore over there for extra firepower. You remember that?
That's right. That's right. It was Al Gore was sent in at the last minute in order to capitulate to European demands for a tough agreement that the Senate had signaled months before would be unacceptable. The Senate said if the agreement would either harm the U.S. economy or would exempt developing countries from any kind of commitment on their part, that they would not approve it. And so President Clinton spent the next several years trying to line up the support what he called major developing countries. The Senate never actually said that it would be enough just to have major developing countries agree. But that was, he wanted to get China, India, Brazil, Argentina, and maybe one or two other major developing countries. But they wouldn't go along. So,
well, the reason I wanted to bring this up, the Kyoto thing
right.
up, was, folks, those were a set of circumstances that, and at that, on that, in that agreement, what the United States was going to have to do was to take our carbon footprint back to 1990 levels. In other words, we're going to go back less than a decade, and that failed. Now, in the meantime, the United States has actually gotten back to Kyoto levels of emissions while we've tripled our economy, And nobody is saying thank you for that. Nobody is congratulating America or American businesses for that. And the circumstances in Congress hasn't changed. So consequently, President Obama just entered the Paris Agreement on his own without any kind of congressional approval. It was never going to stand anyway. And so people blaming Trump for this is not fair. It's just not a fair argument.
Yes, well, you know, at least President Clinton at least had the respect for our constitutional
exactly.
process not to try to implement this treaty
yep.
when he on his own without having had it approved by
right.
the Senate. Now,
hold on to that thought, Marlo. I got to sure. take a break, folks. I wanted to set that up so you know that there's precedent for this. That the Paris Accord with regard to America being involved in it was half baked, and that's on Obama. That's not on Trump. 2012. Stay with us. I'm Jim Lassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.